welcome as a family. Andrew, we're delighted to have you here this morning. Andrew McMullen, member of our Clogher Valley congregation, and he works full-time in child evangelism with Child Evangelism Fellowship. We're going to ask you to come and address us now, the message the Lord has laid on your heart.
Wonderful. Have I got my microphone on? Yeah? Yeah, you can hear it? That's okay. That's good. As long as you can hear me, that's good. Well, it is absolutely brilliant to be with you today. I'd like to thank your pastor, the Reverend Darrell Edwards, for inviting me to come along today and to share with you in this special service just before as on the build-up till the special week that is before us. I wonder, what are you looking forward to at this time of the year? Christmas! You're looking for, oh man, I think we're all looking forward to Christmas. That, why will you look forward to Christmas? Oh, very good, because we remember the birth of the Lord Jesus on Christmas Day. That, is there any other reason you look forward to Christmas? I'm trying to think back to whenever I was your age and some of the things I looked forward to. What else? Presents? Is everybody looking forward to presents? Put your hand up if you're looking forward to presents. Oh, we've got some adults, look. The rest of them don't want any presents. Wow, brilliant. We all look forward to it. Is there anything else you look forward to on Christmas Day? What else? The Christmas dinner. Wait till you see all the adults will put their hands up now. Anybody looking forward to Christmas dinner? Yeah, we're all looking forward to our Christmas dinner. Well, you know what I was thinking? Something else. Whenever I was your age, there was something I really looked forward to as we came to Christmas. Do you know what it was? What do you think it was? Be with my family. Yeah, well, this other actually took priority, so it did. What, were you going to say something? Crackers? Yeah, enjoyed the crackers, but there was something else. Maybe you think I am crackers. Yeah, looked forward to that, but there's something else as well. You're not going to guess it, no. I had no elf on the shelf whenever. Do you know what I'm going to tell you, boys and girls? Do you know what I'm going to tell you? This is the first year that I've got an elf on the shelf. The first year I have an elf on the shelf. Somebody got me an elf and he's on the shelf. I've a notion he'll stay there for a long time. Well, do you know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to put you out of guessing. Do you know what I look forward to at this time of the year? Getting off school. Yeah. Yeah, is anybody looking forward to getting off school? Yeah, we're all looking forward. Is there any teachers in here looking forward to getting off school? No? Oh dear. Oh dear. Well, whenever I was your age, boys and girls, I loved getting off school, so I did. And it was the same for Susan, Mike, and Catherine. It was just 3 days until they got their holidays. So it was. And there they were. They were so excited to be getting off school. Whoa, so they were. They were in the class and the teacher was trying to teach them, but you know what? She might as well not have bothered, because all they had their mind on was one thing. Because this was a special day for them, even before they got to Christmas, because this particular day, when they would get home from school, there was going to be someone at the house waiting, and they couldn't wait. Onto the bus they got, down the road, round the corner, under their street, and they were looking out the window of the bus. Oh, yes, he's here, he's here. Who do you think was there? Well, you know what I'm going to tell you? Granda. His car was parked in the drive, and Susan, Mike, and Catherine, they were so excited, so they were. He's here, Granda has made it. Oh, we can't wait to go in and see him. Off they jumped off the bus, in through the door, and they'd done exactly what I'd done whenever I got in through the door at school. My mother used to be so cross with us. Woo, went the school bag, into the corner, forgot about for, well, I don't think it was ever remembered, but forgot about until we had to go back to school again. And there was Grand in round the corner, they went, and there he was sipping a little cup of coffee. You know what Grandas do? Sipping a little cup of coffee in the seat. They went over to him and they started hugging. Oh, Granda, it's great to see you. It's great to see you. Oh, Granda, it's good to see you. And Mike came over. Oh, Granda, it's great to see you. You know the way you hug your Granda? And it's great to see you. And Catherine came over. Oh, Granda, she was the youngest. Maybe. And it was great to see you. There's a problem. something was wrong. Granddad forgot something. You see, boys and girls, every other day, every other Christmas, whenever Granddad was there, he always brought presents with him. Somebody talked about looking forward to presents. But this year, no presents under the Christmas tree. Granddad had forgot about the presents. Susan, Mike, and Kathleen, they thought, what has happened? It can't be real. Granddad can't forget about the presents. So he can't. Their mum come into the room. All right, guys, go upstairs and get changed to come back down and see Granddad again. As they were walking up the stairs, they started to talk to each other. What has happened to our Granddad's mind? He's forgot that it's Christmas. Because every other year there was presents under the tree, but this year there's nothing. He has forgot all about Christmas. He has brought no presents. For the next number of days, 3 or 4 days, Susan, Mike, and Catherine, do you know what they done? Every time Granda went out, they were watching. He went out to the boot of the car and opened it and brought something. No presents. As he went down the town and came walking back again, no presents. As he went to the supermarket and came back and he got off the bus, no presents. Granda has forgot all about the gifts that are given at Christmas time. It was Christmas morning, and Susan, Mike, and Catherine, I'm sure they're like you boys and girls, all they wanted to do was to sleep into dinner time and not get up and not rush down to get the Christmas presents, yes? No? What time do you like getting up at on Christmas morning, parents, listen? What time? Christmas morning, I know. Yeah. Huh? Maybe you like getting up at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning? 6 o'clock? Can you not sleep? Six. Well, Susan, Mike, and Catherine, they got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they run down the stairs, so they did, and there was all the presents. So it was. But you know what? Granda also had gave a present. So he had, there it was, a little white envelope. Sitting on top of all the other presents to Susan, to Mike, and to Catherine. There they were, sitting. Granda hadn't forgot. You know, boys and girls, Granda had actually, he had given a gift. In fact, Granda had given the best gift that he could give. Yet it only looked like a little white envelope. It didn't look very important. And you know, boys and girls, that reminds me of God's gift. In fact, at Christmas time, I was sitting there listening to you singing, and you sung fantastically. You were singing about a little place called Bethlehem. Well, do you know what I'm going to tell you? God gave a gift. And it didn't seem to this world, it didn't seem very important. It came to one of the most unimportant places at that time in the world. But the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved you and me, this world, that he gave his only begotten son. And you know, boys and girls, at Christmas time, that's what we should remember. That's what we've been singing about this morning, about God giving his gift, the gift of his son, the Lord Jesus, into this world. It was the greatest gift ever. Do you know what? God gave the best gift that he could ever give. And it was his son into this world. And that's what Christmas, that's what we remember at Christmas, at this time of the year. Granda had given the best gift he could. It only looked like a little white envelope. Susan, she looked, so she did, and she saw all of her presents, so she did, and there was Granda sitting on the top of it, and she went into it like a rugby tackle, so she did, and opening the paper and the boxes, you know what they're like at Christmas morning, and there was all these gifts. What do girls get these days? What type of presents would you like at Christmas? Can anybody tell me? A Barbie doll. Oh, man. Well, Susan, there, she opened up a box. And do you know what you had? A Barbie doll. What else? A bicycle. Oh, we're going to take the Barbie doll for a cycle. Yeah? A bicycle. Well, there was a big press and a big box wrapped in all that rolls of paper. And she ripped it open. Woo, woo, and there she had a bicycle. Oh, man. She was so excited. So she was all of these presents. And there she was enjoying them so much. But what about Granda's present? There it was. Lying under all of the paper, all of the boxes, and as Granda went hooking to find it there, he found it. Do you know what Susan had done? Susan had ignored Granda's gift. The best gift that he could give, she had ignored it. There it was. Totally ignored. She went away and she played with her bicycle, and there she was brushing the hair of her Barbie doll, if that's what you do with a Barbie doll, I don't know. And there she was doing all of those things. But Granda's gift lay on the floor, totally ignored. How do you think Granda felt? He felt sad. Look, I give my best gift, and it's totally and absolutely ignored. Maybe you think to yourself, well, that is awful. I would never do that with a gift that Granda would give me or that anyone would give me. But you know, boys and girls, the Bible teaches me something. The Bible tells us that we have all disobeyed God. We have all done our own things. We have all ignored what God done for us. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned. We've all disobeyed God. You, me. We have all ignored what God has done for us. Just like Susan done with Granda's gift. She had ignored it. So she had, there it was, lying under all the other, with all the other paper. You see, boys and girls, you and me, we have ignored God. Maybe you say, well, Andrew, I mean, I come to church. I'm in Sunday school. I do all of these things. But what about God's best gift that he's given? Are you ignoring it today? God doesn't want us to ignore the gift. He doesn't want us to be like Susan, what she done to Granda, and left the gift lying there, totally ignored. Not even paying any heed to it. Mike, he had came, so he had. And he saw all of his boxes and presents, and he went in with a bigger rugby tackle. Paper going here, boxes there, everything else. Flying. Boys, what do you get for Christmas? Come on, what are you looking? What? What is it? Oh, virtually. That's way beyond me now. So it is virtual reality. Is that what that is? Oh, man. Is that like a computer game? Yeah. Something like that. And we'll go with computer games. Okay. Virtual reality, computer game. Anything else? Well, Mike, whenever he opened his present, you know what he had? A VR. He had a VR. Okay. What else, boys? A football. Yeah. What type of football? I hope it's not a Man United one. Oh, a Premier League one, okay. Well, there you go, Mike. He opened up there, and football, did you know what he had as well? He said a football boots. My goodness, as he opened up all of the presents, there they were. But what about Granda's present? Well, as Mike, as he looked there, he saw Granda's present, and he lifted it, and he looked at it, and he says, thanks, Granda. Thanks very much for the lovely present. And he took it, and he set it on the shelf. And he walked off, and there he went away, put the football boots on, and he was practicing his up and down kicks, whatever you call them, and all of those things. He says, man, can I go up the room and play with my football and my virtual reality VR thingy majigger? Can I go up the room and get it all set up and do all? Yes, that's okay, son, go ahead. But what about Granda's gift? There it was. As Granda went over and lifted it, there it was sitting on the shelf. like I'd forgot all about it. In all of the excitement of all of the other gifts, Mike had forgotten about Granda's gift. In all of the excitement, there it was left sitting on the shelf. Yes, he had saw it. He had said thanks for it. But he had went on and done his own thing. You see, boys and girls, at Christmas time, we can do the same thing. We can get so excited with the Christmas dinner and all of the presents and the virtual reality and the bicycles and everything else that's going on. We forget about the real meaning of Christmas. Do you remember what the angel said? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You see, boys and girls, whenever God sent his Son into this world at that very first Christmas time, he sent some messages because he didn't want any of us to forget about the real meaning of what God done by giving his gift. He sent a Savior into the world. You see, boys and girls, God doesn't want us to forget about his gift at Christmas time. And in all of the excitement of opening up all of your gifts, I want you to do something. I want you to remember about the gift that God gave. He gave his only Son. What? To be a Savior. A Savior is someone who can rescue people who are in danger. Imagine you were in a burning house and the fire brigade came. And the fireman took you out through the window and he rescued you. He would have saved you from burning in the fire. But the Lord Jesus came to do something. He came to save you from your sin. And God doesn't want you to forget about that at this Christmas time. He wants you to remember that he gave his Son to rescue you from your sin. So he did. What about little Catherine? There she was. She was the youngest. She was only so high. And there she was. She came in and she saw all of the presents. And there was Granda's present sitting. So it was. And she lifted it. And she went, "Oh, Granda. Oh, Granda, thank you so much for the present." And she looked at it. And she looked at it. "Oh, Granda, this is so lovely. Thank you so much, Granda." Cassie, you need to open it. You need to, as the gift is given, you need to take it and you need to accept it as yours and you need to open it, Catherine. And Catherine, she took Granda's gift, so she did, and she started to open it. Open it. Open it. And inside, Granda had given the children money. That was the best gift that he could give. And Catherine, she said, "Oh, Granda, thank you so much for the gift." That means, Granda, now I can enjoy this. I can go down the town and I can buy my sweets or all the things that I want. That's so nice. I can go and I can spend this on myself. You see, boys and girls, Susan, she had taken Granda's gift and she had made it hers and she was going to benefit from all that this could do for her. Well, you know, boys and girls, the greatest thing that you can do this Christmas is that you can take God's gift. The Bible tells us, "For as many as take him, receive him." What does it mean to take him? Well, it means to recognize and to know in your mind that I have disobeyed God, I have sinned, and that the Lord Jesus came to be my Savior. And it means to say, "Sorry, Lord. Lord, I'm sorry for all of my sin." And it means to take him as your Savior. Boys and girls, that's why we celebrate Christmas. Because God gave his Son what to do? To rescue us from our sin. You know, boys and girls, that's what Christmas is all about. So it is. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that you should take him now. You don't need to wait till the service is over. You don't need to wait till Christmas Day. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the time. the only time that you have that you should accept the Lord Jesus. And our prayer for you is, and I know the Reverend Darrell's prayer for you is, that you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Because boys and girls, He is the only one who can save you, that you will accept God's gift and you will make Him yours. And He will rescue, He will forgive you, and one day He will take you to heaven to be with Him forever. Boys and girls, Christmas is a wonderful time when we celebrate a wonderful thing. But you know the best way to celebrate Christmas is to accept God's gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. And you know what He'll do? He's made a promise. He says, I will forgive you. And you will become part of God's great family. Boys and girls, you have said so well. I want to speak to adults just for 30 seconds. Is that okay? Can you give me 30 seconds? All right, brilliant. You have said so well. Everyone else in the congregation today, we've taught a very, very simple story. But what are you doing with God's gift? Maybe you come to this church every Sunday and you hear the gospel preached. Are you still ignoring the gift? Maybe you come in and you go out and you forget. You, as it were, you tick a box and you move on and you go into your week and you forget about the gospel message. But you know, our prayer for you today is, if you are unsaved today, that you will take God's gift and that you will make the Lord Jesus yours and that you will have your sins forgiven. And that one day you will be in heaven with Him for all of eternity. Because that's the only way you can gain the greatest prize, heaven, by accepting the Lord Jesus as your Savior. What about you today? Do I have another service in the afternoon? But I will take time with you. I can talk to you. Reverend Darrell is here as well. He can talk to you. But please, the most important thing you can do at this Christmas time is to accept the most important gift ever, the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. What will you do with Jesus today? Boys and girls, what will you do with Jesus?